Brothers and sisters, a blessed and happy new year to all of you. As we gather today, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. In the life of the church, we have holy days of obligation, six of them. And there are days in which we're obligated, it's not an option, obligated to attend Mass beyond a Sunday. And three pertain directly to Mary. Okay, so you're going to help me with this a little bit today. I'll name the date. You tell me what the solemnity is, what the holy day is. December 8th, Immaculate Conception. Good. August 15th is Assumption. And then today, of course, is Mary is the Mother of God. And the other three, of course, are Christmas, December 25th, 40 days after Easter, we celebrate the Ascension. And November 1st is All Saints' Day. So everyone, we really realize that once in a while, it's the way the calendar falls, holy days of obligation do fall on Sunday. Last week, Christmas was on Sunday. This year, a week later, 8 days later, we realize that Mary, the Mother of God, also falls on Sunday. So it happens from time to time, but today we have to understand, how do we get to this idea of Mary as the Mother of God? At a course in college, everyone, it was called logic, and sometimes we have to use logic to come to conclusions, and here it is. Okay, simple. Mary is the mother of Jesus. Jesus is God. Okay, Mary is the mother of Jesus. Jesus is God. And if that's the case, that has to make Mary the mother of God. Okay, basically what you do is you take the Jesus out. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Jesus is God, so that makes Mary who? The mother of God. And I want to reiterate a point that I think reminds us of the importance of what we gathered to celebrate last week, and never forget the importance of Mary in the Christmas story. But here's a story just to remind us of why Christmas is so important to us. It's kind of a well-known story. You may have heard of it before, but it's okay. I think it really tells us what Christmas is all about. So the story reminds us of how the birth of Jesus changed the course of history forever. Here's the story. It's Christmas Eve, and a man's wife and children were getting ready to go to church. He wasn't going. Simply can't understand what Christmas is all about, this claim that God became man, he told his wife. It'd been snowing all day, and it was beginning to snow harder as the man's family rode off to church without him. He drew a chair up to the fireplace and began to read the newspaper. A few minutes later, there was a thudding sound at the kitchen window. When he went to investigate, he found a flock of birds out in the backyard. They had been caught in a storm, and in a desperate search for shelter, were trying to fly through the kitchen window, attracted to the light. He was a very kind man, so he tried to think of something he could do so the birds wouldn't freeze. The barn, he thought. That would be a nice shelter. Put on his coat and overshoes, tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and opened the door wide and turned on the light, but the birds didn't come in. Food will bring them in, he thought, so he hurried back to the house for breadcrumbs, which he sprinkled on the snow to make a trail to the barn. But the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. Tried shooing them into the barn by walking around, waving his arms. They scattered in every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. They find me a strange and terrifying creature, he said to himself, and I can't seem to think of any way to let them know that they can trust me. Puzzled and dismayed, he pondered this thought. If only I could be a bird myself, perhaps I could lead them to safety. Just then, church bells began to ring, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. The man stood silently for a moment and then said, "Now I understand why you, Jesus, had to become man. Came to this earth to lead us, to guide us, to show us your love, to save us from our sins. In other words, you came to speak a language we could understand. The language of love, mercy, and forgiveness." And Mary's yes, everyone, is so pivotal in leading us once again to the story of Christmas. People, I want to share some thoughts today on this feast day and also on the Gospels. First of all, my first thought goes back to the Gospel that we heard today. Those of you here for Christmas, I shared this with you, but for those of you who weren't, I just want you to hear these words. One of the beautiful things about becoming a parent is this. You get to choose the name of a child. Okay? You get to choose that. Okay? Now, how I got my name was from my grandfather and my father. My grandfather's nickname was Peter, so that's my first name. Father's name was Lowell, so that's how I got my middle name. Okay? Now, it's always fun to sit down and ask, well, what other names were there? Were there any other names? Heaven forbid, what if I were a girl or a boy? What if I were the opposite sex? Did you have some names for that? But did you hear in the story of today, this is something I mentioned on Christmas, what if you never got to choose it? Did you hear that today? This is what it said. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Didn't have a choice. Didn't have a choice. It was already given. So parents, how would that make you feel? Robbed? Cheated? What would it be? Okay, second thought for you today. You know something, we make so many resolutions, you know, and maybe you have this year, and that's great too. You know, I will this year, what? Fill in the blank. You can fill it in. And how does it go? We get going. We may chug along for a while, but so many of them fall flat on their face. And so I just thought something different this year. Why don't we do something spiritual? And what would it be? What would it sound like? I took something from all three readings today, okay? And I tried to summarize them in one word. But first of all, where I got them from the readings, here they were. First reading from the book of Numbers, we heard this, bless one another. Bless one another. Second reading from Paul to the Galatians, we heard this, save your inheritance as God's children. And in the gospel, we heard these words, Mary reflected in her heart. Okay, it's a beautiful attitude to carry into a new year. Here they are. Bless one another. Don't curse one another. Nothing bad. Bless one another. Savor who you are. You are God's child. And finally, reflect upon what your faith really means. Bless, savor, and reflect. Third thing, those shepherds. People, I think back in the time once again, I want to reiterate something I also emphasized last week. Shepherds were not held very highly. They weren't allowed to speak in a court of law. You know, they were held as the same esteem as a tax collector, as a prostitute. Remember this, they worked out in the field, so we can actually say they were stinky, stinky shepherds. And yet, did you hear who comes today? It is shepherds. And listen to the gospel of today, Mary and Joseph's attitude to the shepherds. One, Mary and Joseph listened to the shepherds. Two, not only did they listen, they were amazed. And the key word here is amazed at what was said. So not only did they listen, they pondered what was said. Number three, Mary reflected on the words in her heart. In other words, she prayed about what the shepherds said. And finally, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. In other words, they weren't told, get out of here. Now, you just gave birth to the Son of God. Who would you want to go into the world and proclaim? Who would you want to come first to lay eyes on the child? Shepherds? Probably not. But that's the story we just heard. And notice, Mary and Joseph didn't say, you, out of here. Okay? My final thought. In difficult situations, look at what Mary did. In prayer, we may say something like this. God, please don't let this happen to me. Lord, help my 15-year-old daughter. Lord, give faith back to my husband. They're all good prayers. I'm not saying that. But everyone, you know what Mary said at the end of all of these prayers? She could say this, but God, let it be. The Annunciation, the Nativity, God, let it be. You know, they lose a child for 3 days. Parents, imagine what that would be like if your child was missing for 3 days. And yet, at the end, when Jesus comes back, Mary could say, he was in the temple where his father wanted him to be. Let it be. In the end, everyone, crucifixion, ascension, all of it, Pentecost, what does Mary say? Let it be. In other words, at the end of our prayer, we could say, Lord, give my faith back to my husband. Lord, I pray that my children would come back to church. These are all good prayers. But in the end, you have to also understand and say this, but God, your will be done, not mine. Not mine. That's hard. But isn't that what we pray? It's about your will, God. It's not about me. Just some thoughts as we gather, everyone, on this New Year's Day. And once again, isn't it amazing, everyone, with all the parties and everything, what do? We gather as people of faith. Around who? To around Mary. So through the intercession of our mother, we pray for our country, we pray for our world, we pray for our families, we pray for peace. And let's pray through the intercession of our mother as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.